Professor Farida Khanum is an author, editor, translator, public speaker and former professor of Islamic studies at Jamia Millia Islamia, New Delhi. Among her books are A Simple Guide to Islam and A Study of World's Major Religions. She has translated into English many books authored by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. Currently the chairperson of CPS International, she is a regular contributor of articles to various publications. Professor Khanum has edited Maulana's English translation of the Quran and has also translated his Urdu commentary on the Quran into English. She can be reached at spiritofislamperiodical@gmail.com. Peaceful resolution of conflict. American writer Michael Hart described the Prophet of Islam as the most influential person in history in his book The 100. What was the secret behind the Prophet's success? The secret lies in the Prophet consistently favoring peaceful resolutions over warfare. He followed a policy of avoidance and reconciliation regarding confrontation and unnecessary conflict, pivotal in his remarkable success on all fronts. His approach was not rooted in force or conflict but in diplomacy, patience, tolerance, and practical wisdom, which won over hearts and minds. His goal was spiritual and intellectual transformation of individuals, which can only be achieved through peaceful environment, goodwill, and wise planning. This is why the Prophet's teachings are entirely based on peace. He was one of the greatest pacifists in human history, using peaceful methods as his most effective tool. The Prophet's commitment to peace was not just a tactic. He saw peace as a complete ideology. Highlighting this unique approach to conflict resolution, he emphasized, "God grants to peace what he does not grant to violence." Sahih Muslim, he realized that peace is the most effective solution for any situation. His migration to Medina and the Treaty of Hudaybiyah are two key examples of this. In the former, he quietly left his homeland at midnight to avoid confrontation with the enemy. In the latter, he unilaterally accepted all the conditions of his dire opponents, showing his unwavering commitment to peace. In contrast, modern Arab leaders call for peace with justice, which is unrealistic. Unlike the Prophet, they have sacrificed countless lives in pursuit of this ideal, but to no avail. From the example of the Prophet, we learn that justice does not come from peace itself. Peace creates opportunities, and justice is achieved by utilizing them. This principle, followed by the Prophet throughout his life, which is clearly demonstrated during the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, is something Arab leaders today need to embrace fully. From the Quran and the Prophet's life, we learn that an ideal solution is not always possible. For example, when the Prophet faced a conflict with his opponents, similar to the Arab-Israel issue in the Holy Land, he reached an agreement in AD 628 by unilaterally accepting all the terms set by the opposing side. This is one of the most notable examples of his peace-oriented strategy. The nonviolent resolution of this conflict showed his foresight and wisdom. He agreed to the Hudaybiyah Treaty not to impose his conditions but to create opportunities. This agreement ended the ongoing state of war in Arabia, paving the way for future possibilities. The Prophet's teachings emphasize the resolution of conflicts through peaceful means. Arab leaders today should follow this prophetic guidance and prioritize peace over violence. By focusing on creating peace to open new opportunities, as the Prophet did, modern leaders can usher in an era of peace and progress. The Prophet's success was not built on conquest and coercion but on the strength of his character, the wisdom of his strategies, and the deep appeal of his message of peace. On the occasion of Eid Milad al-Nabi, birth anniversary of the Prophet, let us rekindle the spirit of peace, remembering that the Quran describes the Prophet as a mercy to all of humanity. 21:107. This article appeared in the Speaking Tree column of the Times of India dated September 16, 2024. The Prophet's teachings emphasize the resolution of conflicts through peaceful means. Arab leaders today should follow this prophetic guidance and prioritize peace over violence.